The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. For some Venezuelans, this is uplifting, even though it involved a lot of falling down. To others, it's embarrassing. It's Venezuelan cross-country skier Adrián Solano tripping and tumbling at the World Championships in Finland last week. Social media dubbed Solano the worst skier alive. Solano had never even trained on actual snow before, but he made it across the finish line. So whether his countrymen cheer him or jeer him, the man called the world's worst skier is at least a brief distraction from the fact that Venezuela is the world's worst economic disaster. Venezuela is experiencing the worst GDP implosion in modern Latin American history. That's in spite of all its oil. Food shortages are so bad that last year the average Venezuelan lost 19 pounds, according to a new survey.
The Venezuelan people are on their knees.
Alfredo Mesa is in Miami promoting his Venezuelan investigative news site, Armando.info. He says the political situation is just as dark. This month, the U.S. accused Venezuelan Vice President Tarek Alassami of aiding drug traffickers. It froze millions of dollars of assets he allegedly holds here in South Florida.
The corrupt people in Venezuela want to enjoy his dirty money in Miami.
Alassami denies the U.S. charges, but his case is just the latest reminder of what critics call the rot inside Venezuela's socialist government. Still, few expect the country's collapse to bring down its regime. Polls show most Venezuelans want to get rid of President Nicolas Maduro, but he and the socialists, the Chavistas, have created a repressive dictatorship, and the military supports them. On this point, Mesa quotes Lenin.
An armed minority is a majority. And the opposition party in Venezuela are too weak to take the power.
So Venezuelans are leaving at a faster rate. Since 2000, almost 2 million have emigrated, about 7% of Venezuela's population. Most are coming to South Florida. Laura Weffer and her family just arrived in Weston from Caracas.
I would like to see myself as a responsible parent that wanted the same childhood for their children as we had. Now in Venezuela, that's not possible. My kids, if you ask them, will know perfectly what is a tear gas bomb.
But expats like Weffer hope someday to return to Venezuela, and many feel guilty about the vast money and brain drain their country is suffering. 90% of those leaving Venezuela have college degrees. That vacuum of educated citizens makes Venezuela even more vulnerable. So aside from sending back food, medicine, and money, many Venezuelan expats are making another kind of donation to the college scholarship funds of their Venezuelan alma maters. Last week, more than 100 expats gathered at Belen Jesuit Prep School in Miami. They were alumni of the private Andres Bello Catholic University, or UCAB, in Caracas. UCAB's rector, Jesuit Father Francisco Virtuoso, told them something surprising. Because of Venezuela's currency collapse, just $600 can pay for an entire undergraduate career at the expensive university. That gives alumni dollars here a chance to give a lot of poor kids a quality college education there. Virtuoso told me it allows a much-needed synergy between the diaspora and the less fortunate back home. The UCAB event included an auction of items like a basket of aged Venezuelan rum. Doral immigration attorney Maria Trina Burgos got it for $550. For Burgos, keeping independent Venezuelan universities like UCAB alive in the face of increasing government pressure is a way of staying engaged in the democracy movement.
This event is a beginning of something very important, and it is a way of fighting back.
But there's just one problem. Father Virtuoso also told them some 40% of UCAB students today leave Venezuela once they graduate.
Y eso significa más pobreza para el país.
Unless we break that cycle, Venezuela will keep falling into more poverty, said Virtuoso, falling like Venezuela's most famous skier. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.